Lindsay, first of all, tell us a little bit about the two candidates, Julie Rogers and Stephanie Moore. Both are on the Kalamazoo County Commission. Both have been recently chair persons of the board. But what else is there to know about them?
So Julie and Stephanie do have a similar history in terms of serving in Kalamazoo's public and local government spheres. I would say that the two issues that the two of them both share and are most passionate about would be between healthcare and equity. So Julie works as a physical therapist, and so that for her campaign, is really something that she feels that she can speak with authority on, is especially now in pandemic times happening, and also with bigger conversations in terms of universal healthcare, that sort of thing is something that she gets really fired up about on the board. Similar with Stephanie Moore, who has really championed and campaigned herself as especially the voice of our Black community here in Kalamazoo. And her mother's nonprofit, which she works closely with, Mothers of Hope, deals really with a lot of the emotional and physical health of Black women, Black babies. And so issues like infant mortality are something that Stephanie Moore brings up a lot. And again, with COVID, has brought up a lot of those racial discriminations. So for both of them, I would say that they have similarities there in their campaigns and in their styles of leadership.
You've been working, MLive and the Gazette has been working with the Kalamazoo chapter of the League of Women Voters to ask the candidates about various issues. How do Ms. Rogers and Ms. Moore line up on those issues that you've been asking them about?
I would say that they have a lot of similarities, given that they are both Democrats and with similar-ish experience. Some of them, I think both of them are fueled from their different backgrounds. So if not all of them, most of them, in terms of the answers that Stephanie gave, came through an equity lens about how to make things the most equitable for everyone in Kalamazoo, whether we were talking about education or talking about gun ownership or mail-in ballots, et cetera. And I'd say that Julie, for a lot of those same topics, is very precise and trying to think already ahead of what she would kind of draft in terms of legislation, kind of pitching ideas that way, kind of zeroing in versus Stephanie's broad appeal of this is what my platform is.
Both are Democrats, so you would assume that they would be broadly similar on the issues. There is, however, something that's not an issue that you would have asked about in advance, but definitely has turned into an issue. That is the reasons for Julie Rogers' departure as chairperson of the Kalamazoo County Commission. Tell us a little bit about just a capsule summary of what that is and how you think it's affecting the race.
Sure, yeah. So for a little bit of a recap, that decision took not only me as the reporter that covers the county and also some of the commissioners by surprise. Their meetings are still virtual, but watching it play out over Zoom was interesting. To Julie kind of handed the baton over to Vice Chair Tracy Hall and didn't say much about it, was just kind of like, yeah, it's time for this to happen. I'm running campaign, et cetera. And you could see on commissioners' faces that they were surprised by that. And then it slowly trickled out with tips to me that there was more happening there, that this wasn't maybe the friendly passing of a baton that it was framed as. So through my reporting, through interviews with Julie, with now Chair Tracy Hall, with Stephanie Moore, it's turned into what Julie is calling a smear campaign against her and her character. So since that initial stepping down, Chairperson Tracy Hall and Vice Chair Mike Seals penned a letter to the board explaining a little bit more of what was happening behind the scenes. They told the board in that letter that Julie was overstepping her bounds in leadership. One of those examples had to do with the pandemic, saying that she was interfering with our health officer Jim Rutherford's job and how he was delegating those tasks. One of the more egregious accusations was about being intoxicated on the job or making late-night phone calls while intoxicated. So that has turned into a mess, a political mess. It's just turned into some drama, to say the least. Given that Julie is pretty much denying them all outright, the board has not backed down from the claims. And then it got tied into Stephanie Moore just being that these two are opponents in a hotly contested race. So Julie went after Stephanie saying that these two board leadership members were essentially campaigning for Stephanie by doing this. They were supporting Stephanie by smearing Julie. So that's the long and the short of it.
It's probably worth pointing out that Commissioner Hall is supporting Stephanie Moore. However, Michael Seals, the current vice chair, is still supporting Julie Rogers.
Yes. Yeah. Those endorsements are definitely key. I got on the phone with Mike Seals and said, are you continuing with your support with Julie even after this letter? And he said, yes, I am. I still believe in what her platform is and what she's doing. I'm just, you know, wanted to air it out, wanted to be transparent. Whereas Julie took that as, in her comments back to me, just, you know, I don't understand why he wouldn't come to me personally if he had issues. And so this seems like a political move. So those are kind of the two sides of it in the shortest summary possible of something that has a lot of strong opinions and personalities.
Right. And it's also should be mentioned that Ms. Hall, the current chairperson of the commission, was running also for the 60th district in the Democratic primary, but then chose to drop out. Point out that neither Ms. Rogers nor Ms. Moore can run for the county board because they can't run for two offices at the same time.
Right, yeah. So that's been an interesting dynamic as well in terms of continuity with leadership. That was kind of Tracy Hall's reason for stepping out of the state race to say, I'd rather stay here and do the work here. And it's just been an ongoing discussion of, okay, well, who will continue what we've started here with so many people looking for higher office?
Often in primaries, at least in my experience, often they turn on the personalities of the candidates who are involved, not so much on the issues. That's not always the case. But do you think that could be the case here?
I definitely think that these two women have strong personalities as is. If you've watched a county commissioner meeting, they speak their mind. They are leaders. Both of them have held the chair position and other positions, and so that comes through. I definitely do think that there are personalities tied into the politics, as with most, like you said. So it's nice actually to have the League of Women Voters do these Q&As where it's just about the issues. That being said, a lot of these answers look the same because they're from the same party. So it's hard to decipher between the two to make your choice.
The 60th district is, as they say, a safe Democratic district. It hasn't gone Republican for ages. So more likely than not, the winner of the Democratic primary would be the winner in November. There is a Republican running, however, in November. Turning now to the neighboring 61st district, which includes the city of Portage, there is not a Democratic primary, but there is a Republican primary to replace the outgoing Republican Brant Iden, who's reached term limits. So can you tell us a little bit about those two candidates?
Sure. Yeah, it is. It's almost a reversal of what we're seeing, where there's two Republicans running and the Democrat running is Christine Morris, another county commissioner. So the Republicans, Tom Graham and Bronwyn Haltom, are interesting candidates in that Bronwyn, although her actual occupation is small business owner, having a small marketing firm, her career has primarily been in politics, and one's outside of the state. This is kind of her homecoming, as how she's campaigning, that she's from the area and this is her coming home to do the work here. But she's spent quite a bit of time on the East Coast and in D.C. She was a political liaison during the Trump administration's transition, where she was a liaison for just the Western region, where she was in charge of six states and all the political affairs there. And she also helped campaign for the reelection of Mitch McConnell. So she is definitely in that area, and it shows in her campaign finance as well. Whereas Tom Graham is an IT manager and an analyst. And so a lot of his answers to this questionnaire were about the trades and about kind of finding nuance in the red and blue issues as well. So they just have different backgrounds and different perspectives, but again, both running on a Republican ticket.
Is this a case of, you know, someone who clearly is a supporter of the Trump administration versus someone who's not as enthusiastic or is not a supporter?
I don't want to go on a limb and speak for Tom Graham. I haven't spoken to him too directly on how he feels about our current administration. Given that Bronwyn worked within the administration and the reelection of Mitch McConnell, I'd say that that closely aligns to her campaign and her platform. She has been supported by Fred Upton as well, and so she definitely has that red leaning kind of through and through campaign that she's going for. Whereas I don't want to speak for Tom and say that that's the case for him.
Unlike the 60th, which, as we said, is a pretty much a safe Democratic district, the 61st has, I think the term is gone purple. Mm-hmm. It used to be strongly Republican. Now it's not nearly so much. And would you say in November, whoever wins, whether it's Ms. Halton or Mr. Graham, whoever wins the Republican primary, looking ahead to the fall, do you think that's likely to be a competitive race?
I think it definitely has the potential to. I think Christine Morris has run an interesting Democratic campaign and put herself out there. I don't think that she's being washed away by these Republican candidates, put it that way, that she's certainly a contender and is putting herself at the right events and the right circles to continue to be noticed. So I think it'll be a race to watch.